今天早上我们要跟大家试想出埃及记。
This morning we will be looking at the book of Exodus.
那么如果你有根据我们教会的读经计划在你的手机上面呢，今天我们应该是读出埃及记十九章。
And if you've been following the Bible reading plan that we've been doing as a church, today you would arrive at Exodus chapter 19.
那么十九章其实就是一个分水岭，就是一个地方把这个第一个部分跟第二部分分开。
And chapter 19 is a break or a natural break in the book where it separates the first part and the second part of Exodus.
如果你在读出埃及记前面的十九章呢，非常的精彩。
And if you've been reading the first 19 chapters, you'll find that it's been extremely exciting.
那么来到后面呢，其实就很多的律法，你就觉得很闷了。
And then the second half of it is there's a lot of law, and you might stumble through it.
所以我们今天要给大家一个比较宏观的，就是一个 helicopter view， 给大家看全部，然后盼望他给你，至少你在读的时候知道出埃及记的主题是什么。
Today we'll be giving you a bit of a helicopter view of the book, so that if you leave from here today, you will have a good idea of what the key message of Exodus is.
当然，出埃及记不是一本单独存在的书，它前面有这个创世纪，后面有利未记。
But of course, we need to remember that Exodus doesn't exist in isolation of the other books of the Bible. There, it comes after Genesis and it comes before Leviticus.
所以我们在看的时候呢，我们应该是五本书一起看，摩西五经一起看，这是第二本。
And as we read Exodus, we need to see it as an entire unit of the five books of Moses, this being the second.
所以那么这个出埃及记的目的是什么呢？
What then is the purpose of the book of Exodus?
如果你有圣经，你打开第十九章。
Turn your Bibles to chapter 19.
从十九章呢，你就可以看出这个是最重要，在整本出埃及记里面最重要的经文，可以这么讲说，它是把这个出埃及记分成两段，就在这一节上面。把两边分开。
And you'll find in this chapter one of the most important sections of the book, and it is also that split between the part one and part two of the book.
所以我先读中文，然后幸好会读英文。出埃及记十九章三到一节说，摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样的告诉雅各，小谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的呢，你们都看见了，就是神行了那些许多的奇迹，且看见我如鹰将他们背在翅膀上带来归我。意思说神用许多的神迹把他带来，所以这个以色列国的诞生是有很多奇迹跟随的。第五节，如今若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民做我的子民，因为全地是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Exodus 19 verse 3 to verse 6 says, The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel.You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandment, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel.
所以它的主题是什么呢？出埃及记的最重要的主题就是一个国家的诞生。
So the main point of Exodus, the key thing to take away is this is the story of a nation that is born.
所以这个很重要，特别是如果我们看回去前面的话，他说在英文的圣经里面，他说 You shall be my treasure possession. 在英文圣经说只是说你要做我的子民，其实要说我宝贵的子民，你们非常的宝贵。
And you will see in the English translation that.He says, God says that you shall be my treasured possession, not just a possession, but it is a treasured possession.
所以我们在庆祝新加坡诞生多少年，像以色列国、以色列民族什么时候诞生呢？就在出埃及记十九章里面就出现了。
And just as we celebrate our national day in Singapore, the birth nation of Israel happens right here.
所以你在出埃及读出埃及记的时候，你一定要记得，这个就是最重要的一个关键，不是其他。我们当然我们在读出埃及记的时候，有很多吸引我们的地方，但是最重要的时候是整本圣经。如果你把这段圣经拿走的话，我们就不知道以色列从哪里来，为什么神要给以色列做什么事情。所以我们在这边给我们看到，以色列的诞生是神的旨意。
Now, as you read Exodus, do not be distracted by all the exciting drama that's happening and forget this passage. Because without this passage, if you remove it from this book, you miss the main point, which is the origins of the nation of Israel.
所以在这个是它的主题，就是以色列国的诞生。它的大纲是什么呢？第一，神呼召他们离开为奴之家，从一到十九章。然后呢，神呼召他成为神圣洁的国度，就是从二十到四十章。
So the key point of the book is that is the birth of a nation. Now the outline of the book of Exodus is such. From chapters 1 to 19, it is called out to the bondage, out of the bondage of Egypt. And the second half, which is from chapters 20 to 40,called into the holy nation of Israel.
所以这个是以色列国的诞生非常重要，但是你要知道以色列国从哪里来呢？应该是从亚伯拉罕，所以他就要回到这个创世纪里面，神应许亚伯拉罕，神应许亚伯拉罕什么呢？他告诉他们应该做什么。
So while we see here the birth of the nation of Israel, we also know that Israel goes back to Abraham, and we need to understand thatWell, what is it that happened with Abraham?
当然我们知道出埃及记的书名叫做出，从出埃及里面出来。
Now the name of the book is self-explanatory. It is an exodus from Egypt.
这个出埃及记这个 exodus 这个是从这个希腊文翻译的这个书名。
And this term is it is from the Septuagint.
那么但是呢，它的希伯来文圣经里面呢，它的书名叫做这些人的名字是，就这个就是它的书名。
But in the original language, what the book, name of the book means is literally these are the names of the sons of Israel.
意思是他告诉我们，从出埃及记出来的时候有这些人是谁？这边有七十个人。
What it's trying to do is that it's trying to say that the people that came out of Egypt, those who were involved in the Exodus,were these people.
但是这边你就注意到了，从亚伯拉罕到进埃及的时候呢，可以说有一个亚伯拉罕变成七十人。
And so you could say that from the time of Abraham to when Israel actually entered the promised land, we went from one Abraham to 70 Abraham.
但是来到出埃及记下半段的最后的时候呢，在三十八章的时候，当他们离开埃及地的时候，他们有多少人呢？他们有63,550人。
When they left Egypt, what we saw was they had 603,550 men.
所以你看到这个国家怎么产生？一个亚伯拉罕变成七十人，七十人变成63,550人。
And so you see the progression of the nation from one man.Abraham to 70 people, and then now just before they're leaving Egypt, 600 over 1,000 men.
所以你会看到这个是神给亚伯拉罕的应许是什么呢？他因为亚伯拉罕相信神的时候，神给他应许。那么当时他说我没有儿子，好，没有儿子怎么会生出这么多人来呢？
Now we also understand that God gave Abraham a promise, and He told Abraham that He would make a nation out of him.But Abraham said he had no heir, he had no son. How then did the nation of Israel come about?
所以在创世纪十五章的时候，他说我没有孩子，他说你有孩子，我会给你孩子。他信神，神就给他，结果他生了一个以撒。然后呢，他不但是信了神，神还给他那块地。他说将来你的人要好像天上的星那么多。
So we then see in Genesis 15 that Abraham said he doesn't have any offspring, and how is God going to build a nation out of him? But God says, no, I will give you an offspring. Eventually, we see that Abraham fathers Isaac, and Isaac is a blessing to him. On top of that, God gives him also the land to possess.
所以神说不但他有一个儿子，而且有很多的后裔，然后呢，他还给他一块地。来到第十七章的时候，他说你要做多国的父，你要成为一个国，然后你要成为多国的父。
So we see that from Isaac, God gives Abraham an entire nation. He gives him the land, but then he also adds another blessing to Abraham, and he tells him that he will be the father of nations.
所以他这个以色列怎么样诞生呢？从一个亚伯拉罕到七十到六十万，然后呢，你就看到当他们从埃及地带出来的时候，神行了许多神迹，使他们成为一个国。所以在十九章那里说，你要成为圣洁的国度。 圣洁的子民，祭司的国度，圣洁的子民。
And so we see how Israel grew from one man Abraham to 70 people to over 600,000 people. And then as God takes them out of Egypt, He establishes the nation through mighty works and miracles. And then He creates a holy people of His own.
所以你看，刚才我们看这个主题在十九章三到六节这里，第六节他说，我要叫你这个。 做我祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
And we saw just now in verse 6 of chapter 19 where God says, You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以以色列国的诞生是神的旨意，要他们这样做，直到这整个以色列的出现，到今天为止，以色列必须有他应该有的地位。
The nation of Israel was born out of God's will, and it was God who created them, and the nation of Israel still stands today.
那么当我们来到新约的时候呢，新约就提到过去的摩西就是现在的主耶稣。Now
when we get to the New Testament, we see that the New Testament makes reference to Moses being a type of Jesus.
所以我们这个叫做预表 typology.
And so we say this is called typology.
意思说神从以色列这个埃及地把他们带出来，从罪恶的地方把他们带出来，带进
And it is a picture of taking the Israelites out of sin into holiness.
摩西带领以色列人出这个埃及地，为奴，罪的奴隶，出来成为圣洁的国民。这个是神的旨意，预表将来主耶稣要带我们从这个黑暗的世界、罪恶的世界出来，成为圣洁属神的子民。
And this picture that Moses paints of taking a people out of the sin of Egypt into a holy nation that is for God. He's a foreshadowing or a typology of what will happen when Jesus will return and take for himself a holy people for his own.
所以当我们看到在这个马太福音主耶稣诞生的时候呢，圣灵叫他在约瑟带他进去埃及避开一个灾难之后呢，他从埃及地 呼召出来，所以他从埃及地被呼召出来，然后呢，他要带领所有的人跟他，好像摩西被呼召出来带领以色列人离开这个罪奴之家。We
see also in Matthew chapter 2 where it says he rose and took the child, and this was Joseph taking the child and Mary away from Egypt to protect them until the death of Herod. And this again is a picture of Moses taking all of these people away from Egypt.
然后来到这个彼得前书二章九节的时候呢，彼得就用这一句话，出埃及记的这一句话说：“你们是圣洁的国度，属神的子民，叫你们宣扬召他出黑暗，进入奇妙光明的美德。”Peter
uses the same language over here in 1 Peter 2:9, where he says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him." Who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light?
所以整本出埃及记是告诉我们，神从以埃及把他的子民选，把他带出来。所以我们受这些信的人从黑暗罪恶中把他们带出来。这意味神是什么样的神？
The book of Exodus talks about how God has taken these people out of sin, the sin of Egypt, into the promised land to make them His own people.
所以在这边他讲到说，他从黑暗中，他要宣扬那召他们出黑暗进入光明者的美德，他是何等的一位神。And
it says over here that He has called you out of darkness into marvelous light. He is a mighty God, but exactly who is this God?
所以我们要思想的就是 谁是耶和华
？Who is God？
所以整本圣经就在整本出埃及记就要告诉我们这句话。当然我们也知道这句话是法老王回答这个摩西的一句话，因为摩西告诉他说容我的百姓去，摩西代表神告诉他说，告诉法老说让我的百姓离开来敬拜我。那个法老说谁是耶和华？
Now we see this question first asked in the Bible by Pharaoh, who in response to Moses' appeal on behalf of God to say, let my people go. Pharaoh then said, who is your God? Who is God?
所以我们要问的这问题是，到底谁是耶和华？你认识耶和华吗？你知道谁这位神吗？
So we need to ask ourselves, who is this God? Do you know this God?
当我们仔细读出埃及记的时候，我们发现呢，我们所有的人都不认识耶和华是谁。
Actually, when we read the book of Exodus, we realize that everyone didn't know who God was.
法老不知道，其实摩西也不知道。
Pharaoh didn't know who God was. In fact, Moses didn't know who God was.
埃及人不知道耶和华是谁，这个以色列人也不知道耶和华是谁。
The Egyptians didn't know who God was, but neither did the Israelites.
甚至基督徒也不大清楚耶和华是谁，外邦人不信的人更加不知道耶和华是谁。
And if as Christians we don't know who this God is, then what more the Gentiles?
记得吗？当神呼召摩西出来的时候，摩西说：“你是谁呀？”他说：“我的名字叫做自由永有的神。”
And if you remember when Moses asked God, "What is your name?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am."
所以摩西也不知道耶和华是谁。
So even Moses didn't know who God was.
所以神必须要将他自己向他启示。
And so God had to reveal himself to Moses.
那么当然法老王也不知道耶和华是谁，所以他说谁是耶和华啊，这个是一个很重要的问题。
Of course, God, Pharaoh himself didn't know who God was, and therefore he asked, "Who is God?"
所以这是神行了很多神迹的目的呢，是这要让不但是以色列人知道耶和华是谁，也要让埃及人知道耶和华是谁。在出埃及七章十七节说，他们就是当我惩罚他们，当我审判这个河的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。
And so, as much as he worked these miracles, and the Lord was trying to show Israel who he was, but he was also trying to show Egypt who he was. And so he says in chapter 7, verse 17, "By this you shall know that I am the Lord."
所以在你该看到这些神迹的时候，这句话不断的出现，你 you shall know, 你一定要知道我是耶和华。
And throughout the book, you'll see that this line comes up a lot. You shall know that I am the Lord.
出埃及记七章五节也是这么讲。当我伸手攻击埃及的时候呢，他们就知道我是耶和华。
It says in Exodus 7:5, "The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord."
所以你看到，摩西需要知道耶和华是谁，埃及人需要知道耶和华是谁。那么甚至呢，神其实神审判埃及人也不是真的要，就是说。神的目的是要他们悔改。我们看出埃及记，应该是以赛亚记，以赛亚书十九章二十一节这边讲到说，耶和华必击打埃及，又击打又医治埃及人，就归向耶和华，他必应允他们的祷告，医治他们。所以这个是将来神也会成为埃及人的神。
Now we see from Isaiah 19 that the purpose of striking the Egyptians was also for them to return to the Lord. It says in verse 22 of Isaiah 19, "And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them."
所以我们看到神攻击埃及人的目的呢，惩罚他们也是要他们悔改。
And so we see that the judgment upon Israel is also for them to repent.And come back to
那么神行这些神迹呢，同时也要让以色列人知道耶和华是谁。出埃及记十章这么讲，他说：“你要将我向埃及人所做的事和他们中间所行的神迹传于你的儿子和你的子孙的耳中，好叫他们知道我是耶和华。”
These miracles that God worked were also to show the Israelites who He was. And in verse 2 of chapter 10, it says that you may tell in the hearing of your son.And of your grandson, how I have dealt harshly with the Egyptians, and what signs I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord.
所以摩西必须要知道耶和华是谁，法老必须要知道耶和华是谁，埃及人必须要知道耶和华是谁，以色列人也必须要知道耶和华是谁。我们基督徒跟外邦人更需要知道耶和华是谁。
So we see that Pharaoh needed to know who God was. We also see that Moses needed to know who God was. The Egyptians needed to know. The Israelites also needed to know. We as Christians need to know who God is, and the world outside of Christianity needs to know it as well.
所以当神迹奇事之后呢，你会发现在出埃及记下半段呢，你看到外邦人听见都发战，外邦人就是包括腓利士人、包括亚摩利人、包括以东人这些人都听到都害怕，所有地上的人都知道耶和华是谁。
You see in Exodus 15:14 and 15, it says, "The peoples have heard, they tremble, pangs have seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Now are the chiefs of Edom dismayed, trembling seizes the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away."
这个摩西的这个岳父最后在出埃及记十八章十一节这么讲，他说：“原来我现在知道了，耶和华比万神更大。”
Moses' father-in-law in Exodus 18:11 says, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods."
所以这一位神到底是谁呢？让我们来一个一个看。
So who is this God? Let us look at this one by one.
我要跟大家一起思想四点。我们首先来看第一点，我们看到神的慈爱。
Now I have 4 points for you, and let's look at it one by one. The first point is the God of mercy.
因为当以色列人碰到困难的时候呢，神就怜悯他，他们求告神，神就怜悯他。他在申命记4:31节这么说：“耶和华你的神原是有怜悯的神，总不撇下你们，不灭绝你们，也不忘记他起誓以你们列祖所立的约。” Now
as the Israelites struggled and cried out to God, God was a merciful God to them. And we see in Deuteronomy 4:31 it says, "For the Lord your God is a merciful God."
所以在3章7节的时候，神说：“耶和华说，你所在遭遇在埃及里面所受的困苦，我实在看见了，你的哀声我也真的听见了。”
The Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry."
所以神是听祷告的神。
So this God is a God that hears and listens to prayer.
不但他听，他满有怜悯。
Not only does he hear their prayers, he is a God that is full of mercy.
第二呢，他是有信实的神。
Number two, he is a faithful God.
第二呢，出埃及记2章这么讲过，他说，当他听到他们祷告的时候，他就想起，他就纪念2章24节，他就纪念他以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约，他要看顾以色列人，他要知道他们的苦情。
On hearing their groaning, verse 24 of chapter 2 says, God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
所以他是一个信实的神。
He is a God of faithfulness.
他守约。
And he keeps his promises.
第三呢，我们也看到神是一个审判的神。Number three,
we see that God is a God of judgment.
这三点呢，我们要很快的看，我们把集中精神讲在第四点。所以第三点讲什么呢？审判的神呢，我们看到神是要，他不但是要审判埃及人，他要审判埃及的神。Now
he is a God. The first 3 points we'll go through very quickly. He is a God of judgment, and we see in Exodus 12:12 that he will judge not just people but all the gods of Egypt.
我们在看出埃及记的时候，看到神行了十灾 ten plagues.
In the Exodus, we see that God puts the 10 plagues on Egypt.
为什么十灾？
Why 10 plagues?
如果你好好研究十灾，你知道这个是10个埃及最大的神。
If you research these 10 plagues, you will know that these correspond to the 10 most popular religions or gods of Egypt.
所以你会发现神说，你们认为这个时代是最大的神，让我给你看，我比他们还要大。
And he's saying to the Egyptians, if you think these 10 gods are powerful, let me show you how powerful I am.
所以在这边他讲说，我要败坏以色列一切的神，因为我是耶和华。
And here he says that on all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
在这个民数记33章第4节也是这么讲。那时候埃及正埋葬他被长子被杀的时候，他说我要败坏所有埃及的神。
In Numbers 33:4, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them, on their gods, he says, also the Lord executed.
所以神不但是审判以色列人，审判这个埃及人，甚至他们的神也受到审判。
So it wasn't just the Egyptians that were judged, but the gods of Egypt.
所以我们看到这边出埃及记可以看到神是慈爱的信实的审判的神，同时呢，我们要看到神是一个全能的神。
So we've seen that God is merciful, He's faithful, He's a God of judgment, but He is also the God Almighty.
所以我们要知道，这他要给我们看到整本出埃及记，这因为神我们敬拜是普天之下没有一个人像神，只有他才是。
And the book tells us that under the on the face of the earth, there is no God greater than the Lord our God.
所以来到生命记的时候，当这个神告知跟着摩西讲的时候，他神说：“你何曾从别国中将一国从人民领出来？就说没有人，没有这件事情从来没有发生。用事用神迹奇事战争大能伸出出来的膀臂。” 是大可畏的，是向耶和华神从埃及地把你们领出来。35节说：这样显要显给你们看，要你们知道，唯有耶和华是神，除他以外再无别神。We
see this demonstration of the Almighty God in Deuteronomy 4:34-35. It says, "Or has any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders?" And by war, and by a mighty hand, and an outstretched arm, and by great deeds of terror, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes. He says in verse 35, to you it was shown that you might know that the Lord is God, and there is no other beside Him.
所以出埃及记要给我们看到，这一位神，我们侍奉的神是独一的神，所以神不允许我们敬拜任何其他的任何一种神。
Exodus shows us that He is the only God and that we should not worship any other God besides Him.
所以当神叫摩西去告诉法老说，容我的百姓去。
And so God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh and let my people go.
当法老王说，谁是耶和华？
Pharaoh in response says, who is God?
其实我觉得当我这样讲，谁是耶和华，这句话的声调有点错。
Actually, when I say who is God, I'm not quite getting the tone right.
为什么呢？埃及人是敬拜各种各样的神像的，他们埃及有2000多种神。
And the reason is because the context is Egypt worshipped many, many gods. There were over 2,000 gods in Egypt.
而且他们很喜欢敬拜各种各样的神。
They love to worship all sorts of gods.
但是来到他说。 这一位神他说，这一位是谁？谁是耶和华？他的声调不是谁是耶和华，他说谁是耶和华？让我使我可以听从他，让你的百姓去。你们是奴隶的神，我才不拜你。
Pharaoh's tone wasn't who is God. Pharaoh's tone was who is God? Who are you to say that I should let your people go? So you are slaves.
所以这个就是他的，所以有时候我们读圣经的时候，那个 tone， 那个声调，那个语气很重要，因为这边是告诉我他亲是耶和华神。And
so as we read the Bible, it's important to hear the tone, the right tone. Over here is an accusatory tone.
所以你会发现呢，埃及人呢其实是敬拜各种各样的偶像。你可以看从考古学里面看出有许多许多的偶像出来。
And you can see from these images that Egypt had many, many gods, and this has been proven through archaeology. You'll see that over here.
你看他们拜天上的各种飞鸟、虫类、牛羊，各种什么都拜。
They would worship birds and cattle and all sorts of animals, everything that they could create.
所以当摩西问容我的百姓去的时候。 这个法老说，谁是耶和华？不是好好的，哎，哪一位啊？请让我知道去拜一拜。不是，他是说谁是耶和华？我让我来敬拜他。我才不敬拜你们这些奴隶的神。And
so when he responds to Moses, who is God? It is a disdainful who is God that I should worship him.
所以神就让摩西去做一件事情，就是把他的手的杖呢变成蛇。And
so Moses made his staff. Become a snake to show him, to show Pharaoh.
你知道蛇呢，在埃及是很有能力的，他们很看重这个眼镜蛇。
Now the snake is is revered in Egyptian culture.
特别那是法老的王冠，他的皇冠上面还有一条蛇，可见他认为我就是这条蛇。可见他们多么敬看重这条蛇。结果呢，摩西的蛇把这个法老的蛇吃掉。
And you'll see that in Egyptian history there are images of cobras. In fact, you even see that on Pharaoh's head there is an image of the cobra where he deems himself to be the king cobra of all.
所以呢，当神把这个叫摩西把那个杖丢在地上变成蛇的时候，他的蛇跟法老的蛇对打的时候呢，把摩西的那个杖变成的蛇打赢了。
And so when Moses threw his staff on the ground and it became a snake, it battled the Egyptian snakes, and Moses' snake defeated all the other snakes.
所以这个就告诉我们将来要发生什么事情。后来神就是整条尼罗河变成水。
The next plague was the plague of blood, and he made the entire river become blood.
尼罗河 Nile 这条河都是埃及人的生命之河，因为他们全部靠这条河吃饭。
Now the Nile is the lifeblood of the Egyptians, and all of them depended on this river.
神就写了一个神迹，让整条河其实不是整条河，所有的水就变成血。结果呢，全埃及地所有的水都变成血了。This
entire river turned from fresh water into blood, and all of the nations of Israel's waters turned into blood.
所以他说，因这件事情，我要让你知道，我才是神，你们尼罗河的神不是神。And
it is through this judgment on Egypt, it was to show them that your God is not the God, but I am God.
所以出埃及记7:17说，这件事情就你必知道我是耶和华。We
see this in Exodus 7:17 where it says, "Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord."
所以当我们看到整个不但是整条河变成水，连那些瓦器，那些凡是存有水的地方的这些瓦器呢，里面都的水都变成水。Now
we saw that it wasn't just the Nile that became blood. Even water that was kept in vessels of wood and of stone had become blood.
所以可见呢，神让这件事是显然是神迹。
And this clearly this was clear to people that this was a miracle.
所以他这件事情呢，神使整条河变成水呢，是要攻击他们这个河神。And
this was an attack on Harpy, their god of the Nile.
如果你在埃及呢，你打开你的出埃及记，我要你注意一些重要的这个关键的圣经。Now
if you would open your Bibles to the book of Exodus, I want to show you certain important things.
当这件事情发生的时候呢，你看第七章。Turn
to chapter 7.
第七章，这个第七章第二十二节，埃及的法术也用学术行了这些事情呢。法老什么心里刚硬，看到心里刚硬这几个字吗？Now,
in this verse, it says after the Nile had become blood. In verse 22 it says, "But the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts, so Pharaoh's heart remained hardened."
所以我们要让你注意看到法老刚硬自己的心。
And we want to show you that Pharaoh hardened his own heart.
我们在谈这个的时候呢，我们来出埃及记有一个很重要的问题，常常很多人说神刚硬法老的心，神刚硬法老的心，所以到底法老是神刚硬法老心，还是法老刚硬自己心？我们好好的研究，给大家看。
Now as we look at Exodus, sometimes we say, "Oh, God hardened Pharaoh's heart, God hardened Pharaoh's heart." Is that really true? We want to look and examine this quite closely.
所以第一呢，就是那个血灾，就是整条河变成血。第二个血灾，第二个灾呢，就是青蛙之灾。So
we see that the first plague was that the water in the Nile and all the water in the vessels, bodies of water, had turned to blood. The second plague is the plague of frogs.
所以神这一次呢，神使到所有的青蛙都上来。青蛙就是在埃及是繁殖之神。Now,
what in the second plague, God caused all these frogs to basically swarm over Israel, and the frogs in Egypt are seen as a god of fertility.
所以这个呢，他一通过这件事情，他让他看到真正掌管这一切的是我是神，并不是你们所相信的这些神。所以他说出埃及记8:10节说，好叫你们知道，没有像耶和华我们的神的。And
through this plague, the swarming of the frogs, God showed them who God really is. And he says to them in verse 10 of chapter 8, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God.
你看第8章第15节,
look at chapter 8, verse 15.
但法老见摩西为他祷告之后呢，那个灾就松缓了，就他就硬着心不肯听从他们。
Now in verse 15, what precedes verse 15 is that he tells Moses to end this plague of frogs. And verse 15 says, but when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart and would not listen to them as the Lord had said.
然后呢,神又再行了另外一个灾,那个这个叫做四子之灾。
And so God made another plague come upon the Egyptians.
第一个是那个雪灾,第二个呢就是那个青蛙的灾,第三呢这个四子之灾。
The first was turning water into blood, the second was the plague of frogs, the third was the plague of gnats.
这个四子之灾呢,可以说有时候是可以讲好像蚊子这样,它在埃及呢,它把它当作是沙漠之神。 所以他们敬拜这个沙漠之神。
And these gnats are like mosquitoes or like sand flies, and the Egyptians saw them as the god of the a representation of the god of the desert.
所以神行了这个灾之后呢，连这个在出埃及记8章19节，连埃及人的行法术的人说，哎呀，这个不行，这个是神的手段，这个不是我们做不到。
And when this happened, the magicians tried to replicate it, but they couldn't, and they said in verse 19. The magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God.
所以连他们的行邪术都知道我们做不到这个真的是神。所以但是法老是什么呢？他还是刚硬自己的心。
Even the magicians of Egypt acknowledged that this truly is God, but Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
所以你会看见法老心刚硬不肯听从摩西亚伦正如耶和华所说的。
Note the words over here, but Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he would not listen to them as the Lord had said.
所以三次这个三个灾，法老都刚硬自己的心，然后呢，来到这一个苍蝇之灾。
So these three plagues, Pharaoh hardened his heart. Now it comes to the plague of flies.
这个苍蝇之灾呢，他们敬拜的是无奇，这个无奇呢是医治之神在埃及。
The plague of flies represented Uachit, which is the healing god.
但是呢，这一次呢，神又在显这个灾，这个灾非常的特别。他说在第8章22节，他说我要把我的百姓呢从这个各山地跟这边分出来，只有你们那边有苍蝇，我们这边没有苍蝇，让你知道我是天下的耶和华。So
as he brought the plague of flies on Egypt, it was curious that, as you'll see in verse 22 of chapter 8, that God said, I will set apart the land of Goshen where my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies will be there. That you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth.
那么第8章32节这么这一句话说，这一次法老又在硬着自己的心了。But
you'll see in verse 32, but Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also.
所以你会发现，已经这是第4次法老刚硬自己的心，然后神又显了另外一个灾，就是有瘟疫之灾，就是牛身上全部都有这个疾病。So
we see that for the first four plagues, Pharaoh hardened his heart, and now God sends the plague of livestock, and this is a plague that happened to all the cattle and all the livestock of the Egyptians.
所以呢，他们敬拜的这个就是哈托，就是牛神的意思。
And this was a direct refutation or attack on Hathor, which is the god of cattle.
所以这边呢，但是这件事情呢，这个法老王还是第八九章七节，法老他还是刚硬自己的心，不容百姓去。
Verse 7 says, and Pharaoh said, and behold, not one of the livestock of Israel was dead, but the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go.
那么来到这个疮灾。
The next one was the plague of boils.
这个疮灾呢，就是他们敬拜的梅赛神，就是算是医治之神。
And this was an attack on Sekhmet, their healing god.
结果呢，他们发现所有他们的这个，他把这个地方又分开两边，属于埃及地的这埃及人呢都死了，以色列人这边的牛羊都没有死。
Again, God separates creates a distinction between Israel and Egypt, and in verse 4 of chapter 9 it says that the Lord made a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt.
但是在这边我要你注意一段经文呢，跟上面全部不一样。第9章13节，请大家看。
But there is one thing that is different, and I want you to take a look at chapter 9, verse 12.
耶和华使法老的心刚硬，不听从他们，正如耶和华对摩西说。
In verse 12 it says, "But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh."
所以你看到吗？这是第一次神使法老的心刚硬。
This is the first time we're hearing that the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
请问在这一次之前，法老刚硬自己的心几次？
Now, let me ask you, how many times did Pharaoh harden his own heart before this?
几次啊？五次。
Five times?
然后我们继续看下去。当我们看到神又在显另外一个灾。
Now, God brings yet another plague on them.
所以从考古学里面挖出来的这些照片，其实我们在这边看的都是非常珍贵的考古学照片啊。所以你要欣赏，赶快欣赏啊。我们很多地方没有找不到这些照片的啊。
And through archaeology, they have recovered these artifacts that show us what that plague of hail looked like. Now, at the same time, these artifacts are extremely precious artifacts. So, please enjoy them right now.
所以这个他们所要敬拜的就是埃及人要敬拜的是努特这个神，这个神可以说是他们的天神。
Now, this god was Nut, the god of the sky.
所以你看到他的样子是这样，而是整个概括性，这表示他的是属于像天的样子。
And so you will see that this god is often represented as being a cover over the Egyptians.
这一次呢，这个冰雹之灾之后呢，你看出埃及记九章十四节，神讲一句话。
Now, following this plague of hail, God says one thing in verses 14 and 15.
这他讲什么呢？你看第十四节，他说：“我若伸手用瘟疫攻击你和你的百姓，你早就死了，早就除灭了。其实我叫你存留，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。”
It says in 15 and 16, "For this time I will send all my plagues on you yourself and on your servants and your people, so that you may know there is none like me in all the earth."For now, by now, I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth.
意思说神，如果神，其实如果神这个时候存，神这个时候可以把它全部除灭，但是神说，我现在不要了，我现在要留你，要刚硬你的心，我现在有另外一个目的，我要使我的名传遍天下，所以呢，你不可以悔改，你必须要硬着心。
What God's saying is, I can by now destroy you as a people, but I will preserve you so that you will be an example to all the nations.
然后呢，我们来看到这个蝗虫之灾。
The next one was the plague of locusts.
这个蝗虫之灾呢，当很多蝗虫到的地方呢，把所有的植物呢，动物什么都吃光了，所以这个蝗虫之灾是非常可怕的。这个蝗虫呢，在埃及地呢，他们称之为丰收之神。
This plague of locusts was God's sending swarms and swarms of locusts that covered the entire land of Egypt, and it was terrifying a plague. And the locusts represented for the Egyptians the god of harvest.
So, you look at 10 章第二十节.
If you look at chapter 10, verse 20,
他说，但耶和华使法老的心刚硬.
It says, "But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart."
所以你看到法老心又刚硬了，然后我们来看最后第二个灾，最后第二个就是讲到黑暗之灾。
Now we'll look at the ninth plague, which is the plague of darkness.
那么来到这个黑暗之灾，当然我们也看到第二十七节，十章第二十节，但耶和华使法老心刚硬，他又在步步悔改。
Now, even with this plague, we see in verse 27 that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go.
来到最后一个。
And then we arrive at the last.And final plague.
这个就是神使到所有埃及的长子都死亡。
This was where God caused the firstborn of every Egyptian to die.
所以埃及人呢的长子呢，特别是法老的长子，认为他自己是神，他是神的，所以呢，他说这个是不可能发生的事情。那结果呢，所有埃及地包括法老王的长子都死了。
Now the Egyptians treasured their firstborns.And in fact, especially Pharaoh's own firstborn saw himself as a god. And so what God did was to strike down the firstborn of every family in Egypt.
所以在出埃及第十二章十二节这么讲说，我要败坏埃及一切的神，因为我是耶和华。为什么呢？以前我叫你让我的长子去敬拜我，你不肯，现在我杀你所有的长子。
And so in Exodus 12:12, God says, on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. And he's saying to them, you didn't let my people go, and now I will judge you.
所以我们其实看到神怎么样呢？神使到法老人心刚硬。
And so we see that God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
所以我问大家，是神刚硬法老的心，还是法老刚硬自己的心？
So my question to you is, did Pharaoh harden his heart, or did God harden Pharaoh's heart?
如果你做一个研究的话，你发现法老刚硬自己的心几次？
If you look at it carefully, how many times did Pharaoh harden his own heart?
神刚硬法老的心几次？
How many times did God harden Pharaoh's heart?
而且呢，哪一个先，哪一个后？
Which one came first?
可以这么讲，其实法老不断的刚硬自己的心，不断的刚硬自己的心，不断的刚硬自己的心，到了最后呢，神刚硬他的心，刚硬他的心，刚硬他的心，结果呢，他不可能悔改。
We see in fact that Pharaoh starts out hardening his own heart. He does it over and over and over again until a point where God is active in the hardening of Pharaoh's heart to a point where he cannot repent anymore.
所以我要问你一个问题，法老的审判什么时候临到？
So the question is, when did God judge Pharaoh?
我们以为所有的人很有机会，我什么时候死的时候我才悔改？
We all think that, sure, as and when I want to repent and turn to God, I can do it at my own terms.
Don't be too sure.
Don't be too sure.
不要太过肯定，你什么时候死你都不知道。
Don't be too sure because you don't know when you will die.
你以为我明天有机会，但是你不知道你有没有明天。
You think that you have a chance tomorrow, but you don't know if you have a tomorrow.
当很多人说，当我死的时候神才审判我。其实你看法老还没有死之前，神已经审判，因为他已经不能悔改了。
Some people say God will only judge me when I die.But we see here that God judged Pharaoh before he died, and he had no chance to turn back.
他不断的硬着心，不断的硬心，结果他心变成很石头这么硬。为什么呢？神已经说你不断，我给你这么多机会，你给你五次你还不要，现在没有机会了。我现在硬你的心，比石头还硬，你不可能悔改，你已经是没有救了。所以我劝大家，你能够悔改的时候，你马上悔改。
We see that Pharaoh hardened his own heart, and time after time, God gave him an opportunity to repent, but he refused. Until God said, "No more, you're not getting any more chances," he started to judge Pharaoh, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart until it was as hard as a stone. My exhortation to you is, if you have a chance to repent, do it now.
当我们的良心控告我们，当我们心里觉得不对的，我们不应该这样做的时候，就马上悔改，不要等。你以为你有明天，你可能没有明天。
If you feel guilty, if you are being led to repent, do it now because you don't know if you've got tomorrow to do it.
我记得当我在讲这件事情的时候，我记得我看过一个新闻，那个新闻是讲有一个母女，这个母亲跟孩子跟女儿在一起，结果她的孩子开车出来的时候。那时候要他的脚要去要踩那个 brake 那个刹车器，结果他踩了那个加油器，整辆车冲向了那个龙洞，结果他马上就死了，连拜拜都没有机会说。
I remember hearing of a story where a mother and a child were involved in an accident, and the mother instead of stepping on the brakes accidentally stepped on the accelerator and basically her car ran into the river and she died, and there was no opportunity for them to say their goodbye.
所以我们以为审判只有当我死的时候受到审判。弟兄姊妹，我们这边看到呢，法老王什么时候受到审判呢？在他还没有死之前，他已经受到审判了，他不能够悔改了。后面神说，我使你站立起来是要彰显我的荣耀，早你应该早就死了。
We think that we can choose when we want to repent.And that God will only judge us right at the very end. But we see here a clear example that God doesn't wait till the very end to judge. And when you think that you can repent at your own time, you might be dead before then.
很多时候我们读这段圣经的时候，我们每次不明白，因为圣经里面有说，他说，叫你们听是听见，看不看，他特别是在说， 以赛亚记九章以赛亚书六章九节说，我要使这个百姓蒙了油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回头来我就得医治。什么意思呢？他就说，你我一直呼叫你，呼叫你，呼叫你悔改，你不肯悔改。好，我给你看的看见，但是不明白；听是听见，却不晓得。这个是审判。
Isaiah 6, 9 and 10, it says, and he said, go and say to this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive, make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. He's saying, if I keep calling you and I keep giving you an opportunity to come, but you refuse, so fine, I'm going to let you hear but not understand, let you see but not perceive.
So,
this is judgment.
This is 审判. So, it tells us, 我们能够悔改的时候，赶快悔改，不要再等，因为恩典之门呢，不是永远开着的。
And it tells us that while we have the chance to turn to God, we need to, because the door to salvation may not always be open.
因为我们的前途不在我们的手里，我们不知道我们会发生什么事情。我不知道坐飞机也会死，坐船也会沉，不管你做什么都可能都随时发生。所以能够悔改的时候马上悔改，这个是上上之策。
Brothers and sisters, our futures are not in our hands. You can take a plane and the plane can crash. You can get into a car and you can find yourself in an accident. The door to salvation may not always be open. When you have the opportunity to repent, do it now.
当我们在读出埃及记的时候，我们想，哎呀，这个实在跟我没有关系，只是读读看看就好了。
When we read the book of Exodus, what can we learn? Sometimes we just look at it and see it as history, and so okay, sure.
我告诉你，圣经里面神很看重实在出埃及记这件事情，整本圣经都是以这个为根基，我们的救恩也是以这个为根基。
Let me tell you, the 10 plagues are really important. Our salvation it has its roots here.
这个就是给我们看到它预表神怎么样从埃及地召以色列出来，神怎么样从黑暗罪恩中把我们召出来，是同样的道理。
And it shows us this book of Exodus how God took his people out of Egypt. It shows us how we are being taken out of darkness, and it is the same logic here.
如果我们问用这个法老王的问题，谁是耶和华？
If we use Pharaoh's question and ask ourselves, who is God?
从这段圣经里面，我们看出神是听祷告的神，是信实的神，是审判的神，是全能的神。
We see that He is a God who answers prayer. He is a faithful God. He is a God that judges, and He is an Almighty God.
所以，当我们想到谁是耶和华的时候呢，我们要知道这一位神是天下所有的，没有一个像他。在以赛亚书46章9节这么讲说，你要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神，我是神，再也没有人可以与我相比的。所以他说，我们要知道他是独一的主，所以来到十诫的时候，你不可以拥有，不可以敬拜任何偶像，只有我一个。
Who is God? God says in Isaiah 46, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. And that's why when it comes to the 10 plagues,these Egyptians could see that they could not worship any other God but the Lord our God.
所以当我们来看的时候呢，这一位神是慈爱的，信实的，是有审判的神。同时呢，我们必须要懂得认识这一位神。
We see again that God is merciful, He's faithful, He's a God of judgment, He's almighty, and we need to worship this God.
我们回到这本书的主题是什么？
Let's come back to the key point of the book of Exodus.
这本书就是告诉我，神要从这个黑暗的世界里面找出他属于他的人，把他们带出来，成为一国，就是以色列国。这个是要预备将来神要从黑暗中、罪恶中把所有的人拯救出来。这个就是他的主题。
The point of the book of Exodus is that God takes a people for Himself.And he removes them from darkness and he establishes a nation called Israel. And it is a foreshadowing of when God will in the future save a people for himself out of the world and out of darkness.
当这些人被选出来的时候，神要他什么呢？改变过去的行为，他要成为什么呢？作为祭司的国度，要成为圣洁的国民。
And these people have been taken out to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
所以当我们看到一个国家的诞生，所以他对我们来讲呢。 当我们必须信了主之后呢，我们要改变我们的行为，不要活去过去的样式。我们现在要进入主的国度里面，学像圣洁的样式。
And this is relevant to us as we are called out of the world, that we would no longer be living in sin, but we would be walking according to God's statute.
所以我们刚才所看的都是一到十九章。
What we have just seen is chapters 1 to 19 of Exodus. The following 20 chapters is God telling Israel, this is how you should live, here is how you live as a holy nation.
所以过去神用摩西来告诉我们将来主耶稣要做同样事情，把我们带离进入圣洁。 脱离黑暗，进入世界，进入圣洁。
And so here God uses Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt as a type or as a foreshadowing of how God will take us out of sin.
所以来到彼得前书，刚才开始的时候就讲到，彼得前书就用这段讲说，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国，就是属神的子民。
And this is exactly what Peter is saying in 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以现在我们说，啊，我们被主拯救了，我们是信徒了。请问你怎么样过你的生活？你的生活跟以前是不是还是一样？ 还是你已经在宣扬、在表扬、在荣耀我们的拯救我们的主？
So how are you living now? Are you living to praise and worship the God who saved you?
所以在二十章接下来呢，就是给我们看到十诫，给我们看到律法，包括十诫。
And so in the following chapters, we see the laws that God lays down for the Israelites, including the Ten Commandments.
是，特别是十诫的第一条就是说，我是耶和华神，除了我不可有别神。当然，我不叫你读所有的，这里的经文。And
these begin with, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
所以我们要问大家，今天我们的生活是不是有反映出？
And so we should ask ourselves, our lives today, do they reflect that removal of being called out from the bondage of sin? So I hope that you would consider carefully what we've said today and in our small groups later on discuss it. Let's close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this record of your mighty hand taking the Israelites out of Egypt. We thank you for the type that Moses is and how you've shown us a picture of how you yourself have taken us out of this world, out of the bondage of sin, to become a nation that is holy and that is your own. We pray that, Father, you would help us to live lives that are worthy of your calling, that we would not live like we used to in the bondage of sin, but that we would be living for you, to worship and to praise you and to share your word with this world. In Jesus' name we pray.